Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las
podcasts. Fauntleroy Recording Studios in Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida, and Westerly, Rhode Island. This is episode 152 of the Por Favor Manténgase Alejandro de las podcast. I'm Mike down in Southwest Florida, joined by Dr. Eugene Klinsman up in Westerly. Hello, Doctor.
Hello, Michael. How are you today?
Doing well, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. I have a little anxious today.
A little anxious?
Yeah.
What happened? Did the meatloaf not come out cooked perfectly? You had to order out or what?
No, none of that. Oh, okay. Just as you know, the good doctor is with child.
What? Say that again now? You sounded like some type of well-read Euro.
I said the good doctor is with child. And, we're going to the hospital tomorrow morning. So in less than 12 hours, I'll be at the hospital. We're going to get things going. A little help of modern medicine, pushing things forward and... Sometime tomorrow, we should meet Eugenia Jr.
Oh, so you did take my advice.
Yeah, we got it engraved. It's on, you know how like when you get married, you have to do the marriage certificate ahead of time?
Yep.
They don't do that with the birth certificate, but I made my own.
Yeah. On there. Yeah, no, that's a good name, isn't it?
Eugenia Jr., yes.
I like that one.
Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of the Eugenia, I sent you some nice audio files the other day. I had Eugenia in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Doing some, trying to have her do some intros for the podcast.
Oh, perfect.
And she has a little trouble with the por favor part. She's not a native Spanish speaker.
Right.
But she has podcasts down pretty good,
yeah,
wouldn't you
did.
Think?
Yeah, that was down.
So that's good. So we might hear that in the future. It's a big negotiation with her agent. She doesn't come cheap.
I know, God. I thought a little kid or whatever, we could just, get her like a...
Well,
a doll
there's child
stuffed
there's,
animal.
No, child labor laws, she's got to join the union, all that kind of stuff. So it's really a whole song and dance. But sometime in the near future, that will be on there. What's new with you?
Just living the life, Bill.
Yeah, you're loving it right now. January, 80 degrees every day. You had a tornado come your way, though, didn't you?
Yeah, it was just a little south. It started as a water spout, but nah.
Did it actually touch down in...
Yeah, I think they did say it touched down somewhere down in Bradenton.
Because I knew there were warnings near you, and then people in Orlando were saying there was some chance that it could go that way or something. I don't know. I wasn't really
it wouldn't come from us to them. They had their own bouts of weather up there.
Oh, so it was kind of like one system
weather.
Creating multiple problems.
We're getting some weather, as they say up in Minnesota.
Yes, I like this close talk. It's really soothing.
It is soothing.
Actually, speaking of soothing, I have to take my hat off to you, Mr. Klinsman.
Wow, this will be the first time in 152 episodes.
No, don't give me that nonsense. You know that I appreciate you very much.
Now I'm going to call you out on your BS.
Well, what you're doing? Let me compliment you?
No, because you just began that because you're tippy tone. Because the last thing you want to do is start editing, especially with Eugenia Jr. coming in the house. So I could do a crap job, and you're gonna start complimenting me. I'm understanding this whole situation, but if you care to continue with the rolling in the BS, Jürgen, let me hear some more.
Now you do make a good point because that would definitely happen. I would definitely continue to compliment you, and it wouldn't matter if, like, remember at the beginning when you were just uploading your audio.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you did that, I would be like, "Hey, you did a good job this week. No problems."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I have to say, last week's episode came out really well, considering it was the first time that you've done editing with a guest on. So I thought it came out good. Your choice of music was superb.
Ah, oh, wasn't that great?
That was really good. And you know what's funny? I used to play a college basketball video game, and they'd play fight songs just interspersed throughout, and that was one of them, and I never realized it was Michigan State's.
Oh, okay.
So now I made that connection, so that was like a nice little connection for me.
There's so many things you learn on this podcast.
Oh, it's incredible. You teach me something new every day.
And
for that, I am indebted.
Still rolling in the mud.
But I do have to say one other thing. Our guest, Mike from Michigan... If you made him sound good, you can do anything. You're an editing wizard.
Yeah.
You get an amateur like that and having him come off sound like a polished professional, mm-hmm. The job you did is just top-notch.
No, he made it very difficult, if I might add.
No, he was good, and we were going to have him on for a second episode, and he bailed out. He just kind of said, you know what, guys, my contract stipulated only one episode, and he just left.
He messaged me later because I said, is everything okay? And he said, I got to be honest. He said, I ran out of the M&Ms. So
it happens.
I said, next time we'll send some more down. We'll send an extra little backup.
We're in negotiations once again. We have the lines of communications have been reopened. So hopefully that we'll have him on again in the very near future. Because we did want to record another episode with him. We had another good topic idea. And hopefully that will still come to fruition shortly.
Hey, I want to thank you, too. I got something in the mail. It said, it's that on-air light that I've been asking you for. So I just
Oh, you finally got that?
Yeah, I finally got it, you know, because Susie's always trying to interrupt me. I said, hey, when the doors close, it means that I'm recording a podcast. Mm-hmm. So now it has a light that just says on-air.
Right. Did you like that I had it, like, die-cut in the shape of a monorail?
I thought
that was nice.
No, it was. Yeah. It's really nice. And it works, because as soon as that door closes, it lights right up. So
perfect.
It's awesome. I want to thank you for that.
You know there's a live mic going on when that's up there.
Exactly, yeah. You can't be barging in. We've got important business to take care of in here.
I have to take you to task on one thing. This has nothing to do with your editing
skills.
Oh,
so we go from compliment to... So why don't you... See, this is where you're not that bright.
It's called a compliment sandwich, Bill.
Yeah,
I give you a compliment.
You should have ripped me first and then followed up with the compliment.
Well, I got another compliment lined up for afterwards. That's why it's called a compliment sandwich. You got compliment, criticism, compliment.
Oh, okay.
A little compliment sandwich going on.
Okay.
So I have to take you to task here for being a total hypocrite. I think it was maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago we discussed the bizarre firing of the Minnesota Golden Gophers head football coach. Will you confirm or deny that?
I just want to let you know I'm watching today's coverage of Torrey Pines, Farmers Insurance.
Oh, here we go. So now you don't even want to face the music.
No, Jason Day is putting now.
Oh, very good. So you were ripping the school. You're saying that, you know, they did it the wrong way. It was bizarre news. And then, 2 days ago, I look on the Por Favor podcast page and there's like a video... Basically, like a cheerleader video. Ooh,
that
saying,
was
oh, go Gophers.
That was
go
definitely
Gophers.
That was definitely a cheerleader video.
You just took a total 180. They hire the new sexy young coach, and you're like, you're all in now. You're saying, no, they're going to win a national championship in the next 5 years.
I did not say that. I did not say that. Now we post because I never made any claims.
No, but I think what you actually said is they'll never win a national championship in my lifetime.
That's what I did say.
But you're like totally on board. You got the little gopher choppers, and you got a little
I do have the gopher
with the
choppers.
M on it.
Yep, I have many fond memories going with my friend Nate to TCF Bank Stadium.
How quickly though you just turn it? Oh yeah, no big deal. It's all done, all in the past.
Well, I'm not going to support them financially.
No, you're not supporting them financially. You put that on our Facebook page. They probably season tickets probably doubled within the hour.
I didn't
that
think
you put
of that,
up there.
Too. That's true.
Just a total hypocrite.
No. It's a good... I like the Gophers.
No, I always like the Golden Gophers as well. I like Goldie. He's a good mascot.
They're just that bottom-tier Big Ten team, so you always kind of...
Yeah, when they have a good year, it's always a nice surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know how I talked about that compliment sandwich?
Yeah, I'm ready for this. I'm ready for that now. What do you got coming
That was total BS. I don't have a second
see?
For you.
See? You set me up. You set me up, you weasel.
I am a big-time weasel.
Jason Day, now. We're at the worm cam.
It's the worst. When you're watching golf, like a tournament that you enjoy, you are the most checked out.
Oh, am I?
Yeah, I think golf checks you out more than anything, because it's kind of like an ADD sport on TV. Because it's never it's always switching around to different people. You got to keep looking to see what the score is and everything like that. You know, it's not like a baseball game where you can look away for 15 minutes and you don't miss anything.
Yeah, they had this on in the golf course. I said, this is my favorite swing. This is my favorite swing, Mr. Klinsman. The West Coast, CBS finally comes on, does their golf coverage. Sir Nick Faldo. It's fantastic.
I know Tiger Woods is back, right?
Tiger is back.
There's some big news. He's playing TaylorMade's.
Yeah, he's
playing because Nike got out of the golf business, so he's playing a non-Nike club for the first time in 20 years.
Yeah, well, they got out of the apparel business. I think they're still going to be in clothing, but I guess they got out of the golf apparel business.
Well, no, the golf equipment.
Equipment, I'm sorry, yes.
Yeah, the apparel they're still going to make, the equipment they're out of. Yeah, it's crazy.
Boy, I'll tell you, those irons and woods I think I might invest in. Everybody I've ever talked to loves the M2 irons.
Yeah?
Loves the M2 irons.
Now, how old are the irons you have right now? You got some old technology.
Mine are probably about 25 years old. My old Hogan Edge with the Apex shafts.
So you think you might be due for an upgrade?
Well, por favor, Ray, the guy who's a scratch golfer. Ray, I work with at the golf course. Remember he used to do a couple questions?
Yes.
He did the toilet paper.
Yeah, that was a good segment.
That was a good segment. So he's a real good golfer, and that's why he's only played with me once. But he told me, he said, Mike, you got to get something. I'm like, what should I get? And he basically said anything. He said, the stuff that you have right now, he said, is so inferior. He said, right now, he said, when you're missing, he said, you miss. He said, but with this, with the biggest sweet spots, he said, you got to update your stuff. And he's not one to go out and get the latest and greatest every year. His equipment's probably 3 years old, but he said you got to get new stuff.
Yeah, I think 25 years. I mean, I could be wrong, but the golf technology has advanced a little bit in 25 years.
Yeah.
I mean, 25 years ago, they had just started introducing metal woods.
Metal woods, yes.
You're a little behind the times here.
From 247 yards away, he has a 3-metal.
I hate when they do that.
You don't like the 3-metal? That makes me laugh.
No, I hate when they say, oh, he's got a 7-metal. Like, it's a 7-wood. Everyone knows what it is.
No, the medals make me laugh.
It makes me angry.
It's so British, though. He's,
it is very
British. He has a 5-metal. You have to do it in that real nerdy British accent.
Looks like he has a decent lie here in the first cut of the rough. I think he can get the medal on it if he chooses to. Yes, Dustin Johnson reaching for the 3-metal. He's going to take a run at this one.
Boy, what an easy swing on 8 by Tiger.
Oh, thank you.
Such an
I'm glad we're getting some play-by-play from this.
Such an easy swing. He bailed right, though. He blocked it outright.
How's he playing? I heard he hooked his first tee shot into the woods. That's all I've heard.
I haven't seen it. I knew he was on. He's on 8 right now. I'm not sure.
Were you just like not even facing the mic because you got really quiet there?
Yeah, no. I turned away to look at
that's back. Good. It's always good to podcast with your back to the microphone. That's a professional 101.
This is Eric. Let me get that microphone closer.
Yeah, there you go. Do you want to hear about my unofficial beer sponsor of the week today?
I mean, I could take it or leave it, but I guess.
All right, well,
No. Everybody else probably does, so let me hear it.
So this one is from the Revival Brewing Company out of... It's out of Rhode Island. Which part of Rhode Island? Providence.
Hmm.
And it's they've been around since 2010. And this is the White Electric Coffee Stout. Again, from Revival Brewing Company. This one doesn't give me a lot of information. There's no alcohol content on it. No little paragraph telling me about it. Just a red gorilla drinking a coffee wearing glasses. That's the only thing on this bottle. I'll have to take a picture of that and post it.
Fabulous.
But it's good. It's coffee stout, one of my favorites.
Yeah,
this
you
is
like
the time
those...
of year. Those mud beers, yeah.
Yeah, the mud beers.
Yep.
It's raining mud. Hallelujah, it's raining mud.
All right, that's all I have, Mr. Clinton.
That's all I have, too. Yeah, let's go ahead and take a break.
Stop on the track or bump any other cars. Thanks, and have a great race. Here we go, field course.
Back from break. This is episode 152 of the 4-4 podcast. I just got something in the mail, Mr. Klinsman. It's that time of year.
Oh, right. Right around February. It's renewal time, isn't it?
It's renewal time for our Florida annual passes.
That must be a fun piece of mail. Well, it's probably a little bittersweet because it means there's a bill coming, but it's still fun to
It's actually not bad because you just open it and looking for what changes they make because I don't have bills. They just automatically deduct every month.
Oh, that's you're on the monthly plan, so it's not like you got to send out the $1,200 at once.
No, no. And usually, you know, like it's a wash. Like they increase it by 10% and then you get a 10% discount for renewing it before it runs out. So it's pretty much a wash.
So what is the difference this year? You want to go over that quickly? Like what's the upcharge?
What is the annual pass now? It's $729 per person.
Do you remember what it was last year?
It was $109, so it was $109 a month. Yeah, it looks like it was $654. Yeah, I was paying $654 a person last year. So that could be
went up about $90.
Yeah, and I think they might give you 10% for renewing. So it's typically a wash, even if it goes up a little bit.
So it went up like $30 or something for you.
Mm-hmm.
Total. That's not too bad. A couple bucks a month.
No.
And it's worth it. And are there different perks this year? Did they add any? Because I know with the 45th anniversary, they added some perks last year, but I don't know if they kept them going.
Yeah, I mean, we'll go through all the different options again this year.
Yep.
But I did notice one of the things. I'm seeing up to 20% off select dining and merchandise, but I did see 20% off merchandise now as opposed to the 10%. So that's pretty big.
Right. That's what they upped it last year in the middle of the year. So I guess they're going to keep that going.
Mm-hmm.
So that is good. That's very good. So they have that. So I have their on their website, the Disney Platinum Plus Pass. That's not easy to say, is it?
No.
But the what you get, it says admission for 1 year to all four theme parks, two Disney water parks, is ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex and Disney's Oak Trail Golf Course. No blockout dates.
Yep.
You can park hop, obviously. It includes the photo pass downloads. That's a nice perk they've had for a while now. Then it says up to 20% off on select dining and merchandise and parking. Then the Disney Platinum Pass, which is about, $80 less for the year.
Yep.
Includes everything except for the water parks, ESPN Wide World of Sports, and the Oak Trail. Everything else is in there. 20% off, photo pass, parking, park hopping. Mm-hmm. So that's all there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's still a good deal. But, I mean, the way you look at it, if you play the Oak Trail once in the go to the each water park, it's worth the extra $80.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I still have yet to play the golf course, and we only went to the water park once last year, but it's still worth it if you do the math.
Because if you went out of pocket for the water park, I believe it's like $60.
$60, yeah. And you can also, like, I think you can upgrade anyway, so if we're going to go to the water parks, I think we might be able to upgrade.
Okay. But you're getting that one anyway, because you like to have that.
Yeah, I don't want to play that whole game where let's just get the cheap one. I know that I'm going to use 99% of that pass. So,
right, and even at that number, the $729, you're getting value out of it, going up, you know, 10 to 15 times a year,
right?
Easily, if not more.
Yeah, I'm definitely getting my money's worth. No doubt.
I mean,
about
you
that.
Go up as often as my parents, so that's at least 10 times a year, right there. And now the next big question is, with some of these dining discounts, I know this is a little off topic, but are you going to renew your tables?
You know what? We'll probably have to run some numbers on that.
Because I wonder if you get your value on that after they upped the price last year and with the 20% off.
Well, if you're getting 20%, I'd have to look at what the restaurants are. But you also have to take into effect, even if it was at 10%, which most of their places are at 10%, so I with Tables in Wonderland, I get 20% off, right? But there's only a net of 10% because I would automatically get 10% with my APs.
Right, if you're getting the 10 for free, if you're getting the 10 included, you're only getting an extra 10% off by paying.
Correct, right? Yep.
Yeah, I think I don't know if they're doing it intentionally, making the Tables in Wonderland less of a deal. I don't know if too many people had it and they are starting to see it affect their bottom line.
I don't know. I've heard rumors that they were maybe looking to phase that out.
I heard those same rumors. We probably heard it from each other. the rumor. Hey, did you hear this? Oh yeah, I heard that somewhere. No, I have heard that.
Now, what I think though, I think tables, because it's only I believe for DVC AP holders and Florida resident, and I think that might be a good deal.
That is correct.
So I think it might be a good deal for maybe just Florida residents who live in Orlando area who don't necessarily like to go to property all the time.
Like, I definitely could see that.
I know a lot of people who like don't have APs and don't go there, but you'll see them on Facebook going to Narcoosie's and California Grill. So I think that's a good piece to try to drive some dining business from people who don't normally hang out at the parks. But that's just my opinion.
I mean, I imagine if you lived within a 20-minute drive, you'd probably eat there two or three times as often as you do now.
No doubt about it, yeah.
Like even just quick service once in a while. I know you don't get the 20 on that, but you know, here and there you get a nice little discount.
Right.
The one thing I do know for sure, because I know there's some things up in the air because they don't give an actual list, is that the 20% off with the AP does not include alcohol, whereas Tables in Wonderland does. I don't think you guys probably drink enough to make that.
We don't, no.
Distinction. Right. I mean, even though we might have that new segment debuting, I still don't think it'll be quite enough to push it over the edge, but it is something to consider in the differences between the two passes. Now, the next, there are a couple other Florida resident options, which we talked about last year, I remember. They have that gold and silver pass, and there's blockout dates, and that's really, that's the biggest difference. So you drop down $100 from the platinum to the gold, and then there are blockout dates, and that's the only difference. And it says they're unable to display the blockout dates right now. So I don't know when they are. They're usually around the holidays and spring break for the gold. And then the silver pass, the blockout dates are
kind of all summer, isn't it?
All summer, basically all of June and July, and then the spring break and the holidays. So there's more blockout dates. But that one, you're only looking at $389 for Florida residents. I mean, that's basically the price of a four-day park hopper.
Look at $389 times 2 divided by 12. You're looking at $64 a month for a couple. And I think that is like the perfect
product. It should actually be less because it says the monthly payment is
$25.20. Because I see monthly payments bucks. Ages 3 plus. That's 3 plus, $25.20.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, how does that... Oh, yeah, but I was doing for a family.
Oh, okay. I thought you said the silver. You might have been doing the gold or whatever.
No, I'm doing the silver pass.
Okay.
Oh, plus I think they're figuring because I think you get that that 1 month free, buy 12 get 13.
Oh, is that what it is? So, okay.
But I think that's a good product for say retirees who like going to Disney with their family, but don't necessarily want all the bells and whistles.
And they might not live down there in the summer. That's good for snowbirds.
Yeah, that's a great snowbird product.
Come down in January and stay till April, and they can go as much as they want those months, pretty much.
Sure, there's a lot of people who say, you know what? During the summer, the last thing I want to do is walk around the Magic Kingdom.
Well, because it's hotter, and there's more crowds. So someone that can go all the time, they don't need to go that time of year if they're looking to save a few bucks, which is nice. You like to have the option of going whenever because if someone comes down, you don't want to say, oh, I can't go because I save, $200 on my annual pass this year.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I can understand. I would do the same thing because the price difference, I mean, it's substantial. You're looking at $400 difference from that one, about $340 between the Platinum Plus and the Silver. But you're getting so much, so many more dates with that one, and then you're getting the water parks as well.
And we pay $109 a month. I mean, for the two of us, which
it's not bad.
Nope,
no, for your entertainment budget, you guys take advantage of it. It's not like you only go a few times a year.
No. Like I said, there's sometimes we might go 3 weeks in a row and then not go for 2 months. I mean, it's one of those things. But I think it averages to, like you said, 10, 12, 15 times a year.
And then there's a couple other options. There's the weekday select.
Now, that's another really, really cool product. And I think my friend Mark's mom, who lives in Lakeland, which is about a half hour west of Disney, I think she has that one. And that's another one. If you live around there and you're retired, why the hell are you going to go on a Saturday when you can go on a Tuesday or a Wednesday?
Right. The only reason is if people visit.
Right.
And you want to hang out on those days. So that's kind of the boat you're in.
Mm-hmm.
where if someone comes down and visits, you don't want to say, well, I can only come see on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
But and that still has blockout dates. So you get to go Monday through Friday.
Right.
Only the times of year we talked about, like the spring and winter. So the summer is pretty much blocked out on that as well. But still a good deal for $2.59, $13 a month. Not bad to be able to go to Disney any weekday for most of the year. And then same thing, the Epcot After 4.
Love that product.
That's an awesome thing.
Is that a great thing or what?
And that's like a drug dealer giving you your first hit for free. It's like they get you in the door. Who's going to go to Epcot After 4 and fall in love with it and then not want to go to the other parks for the rest of the year?
I don't know. I might be able to spend just an entire year going to Epcot.
Yeah, but after... I know what you mean. I mean, it's a good deal for $12.77 a month. But you go there, maybe you go 8 to 10 times for the year, maybe 20 if you live close and just have dinner and walk around World Showcase. Mm-hmm. And you're going to love it. It's going to be gorgeous. And then you're going to say, if this place is so awesome, why wouldn't I want to check out the other three they have? You know what I mean?
It's valid.
I mean, if it's your first experience with the parks, then I can see how it could get you going. Maybe someone who just likes to go for food and wine and those kind of things.
See, that's what I'm thinking, because I don't think people get APs if it's their first exposure to the park. I think APs are more for seasoned veterans, don't you?
Yeah, that's true. And obviously, these are only offered to Florida residents, so that's a whole different ballgame. I mean, that's for a local who just wants to go to food and wine a couple times, eat at Via Napoli a couple times a year, and watch Illuminations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, someone like that, I bet there's not a lot of those sold. I wish we could see numbers.
Yeah,
on that.
I do too, because I don't know. I think that's a...
I mean, how many would you think? Like, what's the market for that? A couple thousand? You know, 800? I just wonder
how many people that
appeals to.
I think it might be bigger, because I think that appeals to, honestly, people who like to eat.
You know what would be a good...
I think that's very
college
attractive.
College kids in the area. Imagine you're going to, you know, UCF.
Uh-huh.
And you can't afford much more than that?
Yeah, you and I are roommates. We're both two broke bozos.
Which one are you going to do? $12.77 a month. Yeah, you better believe it.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Maybe it's the like college people or people that want to just get in, do those festivals mm-hmm. and stuff. Yeah, because if you're in college, you can't really do the weekday select, because you're going to get blocked out in the summer mm-hmm. when you're out of college, and then you're only going to be able to go during the week when you have classes. The after four, that's a perfect option. So that might be more aimed towards the college kid. And plus, you know, college kids, they like going to Epcot, drinking around the world.
Drinking around the world, yep.
Do that for a few hours, go over to the boardwalk, go to Jelly Rolls, close out the night on a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a bad option.
Yeah.
That's a good point. I didn't really think of that until you started saying how many people you think would do it.
I'm just trying to add value, Jürgen.
And that's all you ever do. Let's see. Oh, the block updates are here. Beautiful. They finally got it. Gold Pass block updates, April 8th through the 21st. And then we're looking, December 18th through 31st. Those are the blockout dates.
What were those again?
April 8th through 21st, and then December 18th through December 31st. The Silver Pass is blocked out those same dates, the 18th through the 31st of December, and it's blocked out June 5th through August 10th. And then again, that same week and a half in April, the 8th through the 21st, and then the 1st and 2nd of January, which is also in the gold. So you're missing those 2.5 months.
Uh-huh.
The weekday select every weekend is blocked out. 2 weeks in April, all of June, all of July, August through the 10th. So it is the same dates as the silver and then the weekends as well. But, I mean, for the price you pay, you're still getting a lot out of that, out of those passes. The silver pass, $389, you're going pretty much 8.5 months, you could still go to the park.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, it's good deals. I have to say, I mean, the initial sticker shock is a lot to get over, especially if you did have to pay it all at once,
right.
Which you do not.
Right.
I mean, it would be tough for you to write a check for, $1,600 every February if you had
to
pay all at once.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, Disney knows that, and so they let you spread the pain around a little bit. And it makes it a good value for you guys.
And the great thing is, I mean, there's really no incentive to pay all up front because you don't save any money.
No, they don't charge you interest. They don't give you a discount for paying all at once. They they definitely give you options too. So if you say, oh, that's a little much, you know, if money gets tight, you can always go down to the gold and be blocked out for a couple mm-hmm. weeks. You don't miss too much. It's really 4 weeks you're blocked out with the gold.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could definitely work around that if you had to. You know, if money was, I mean, how tight can money be where the $200 is going to make a difference? But right. that's not really the point. I mean, you got to save money here and there. I know that. I know a lot of good options. And then if you're not a Florida resident, those prices are about $100 more. And then the gold, silver, and all those other ones we talked about are not available.
Correct.
Your basically your only choice is the Platinum Plus and the Platinum if you're not a Florida resident. And it would be $829 and $749, respectively. Which still isn't too bad, because if you figure, if you're not a Florida resident and you go down twice a year, if you do five-day park hoppers on two separate trips, you're looking at around $800 anyway for that. I have to look and see, because I'm not sure what the single-day tickets are right now, or the
they
park
were
hopper
like,
tickets.
Yeah, 105. I think they were 105 maybe for the Magic.
Oh, yeah, the single day is. Let me see. Yeah, so you're looking, if you do a five-day park hopper, you're looking at 409. So if you do that twice, that's 818. Eight, yeah. So you're basically at the annual pass price.
Correct.
Going twice with a park hop. And then you get the photo pass included, which
oh,
is $150
what a
value.
Oh, what a pup.
And the water parks are also included.
Good Lord.
In that one. Who's playing right
Justin
now?
Justin Rose just, I mean, he had like this, he was down in a ridge and he just nailed like a 30-footer. I said, there's no way, and he just nailed it. Jeez.
Justin Rose with a birdie.
Anything else you want to talk about with these annual passes, Mr. Well, Klinsman?
There was a couple things that you missed with it. You didn't mention the water park options, did you?
No, I didn't really get into those too much. Go ahead. Do you want to talk about them?
No. Well, I think that's another good deal for families who live down there and they don't have a big budget. $115 for the water park's annual pass.
Not a bad deal.
Not a bad deal.
Two, half price.
I mean, that's one of those, like, if they had a park down here in Sarasota that I didn't necessarily want to go to all the time, but they had, like, two beautiful water parks, I might get admission to the water parks just because it's in my backyard.
Yeah, the water park after two annual passes is only $69.
And it's half the price, yeah.
So that's a really good deal, too.
And that's, you know, if you're a local, you don't really want to spend 7 hours at a water park. It's one of those where you might want to do a couple slides, do a lazy river, grab some lunch, and head back.
Exactly.
So I think those are two other cool options, too.
Those are. I agree with that. And the water park is actually available for anybody. The after two is Florida residents only.
Correct.
Dustin Johnson for birdie. Say this is about 25 feet.
It's going to break slightly left to right.
Yeah, it actually was right to left.
Well, I don't know. I'm not watching.
I'm sorry. No, you're right. It was left to right.
Oh, look at that.
I like these hats, too, for the TaylorMade M's. They look like either a mix between the Gophers and the Wolverines. Just has this yellow M on it.
He's safely in with a bar.
Yeah, this is an NPR. Who's that, Brand Snedeker? This is an NPR. This is like golf broadcasting.
Yeah, that's true. Well, it's both. It depends on what you say. If you do it with the British accent, you're broadcasting golf.
That's true.
If you do it just like
with very awkward pauses. Now we're talking NPR. The Por Favor podcast could not be possible without viewers like you. If you would like to contribute to the Por Favor podcast annual drive, please call 1-800-POR-FAVOR. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Any amount helps. Donations over $25 get a Por Favor tote bag.
That was so stupid.
Donations 50 and above get a signed headshot by Por Favor Mike. Donations of $100 or more get a one-way ticket anywhere on Por Favor Jet. We'll be right back.
That was very, very well done.
Thank you. You're welcome.
People must hate us so much right now.
We got a few other things to talk about, don't we, Jurgen?
Yes, we do, Mr. Klinsman. Do you want to get into these rumors about the Magic Kingdom closing the Tomorrowland Speedway?
Yes.
So there's been rumors and a few things, and now I'm looking at OrlandoWeekly.com. Oh, they have a blog post up here. that was put up on Tuesday, the January 24th, so just a couple days ago. And it says, I'll read the first couple paragraphs here. It says, there's plenty of evidence that Disney is looking to update Tomorrowland in the Magic Kingdom, but exact details on the remodel have been all but absent. As work at Animal Kingdom winds down and Hollywood Studio moves from planning into construction, rumblings of what is in the works for Tomorrowland are ramping up. The majority of the focus seems to be on the building that houses Stitch's Great Escape, Anti-Gravity's, Star Traders, and Cosmic Rays. While individual aspects of the building have been updated in a piecemeal approach, the building as a whole hasn't seen a major update since the Magic Kingdom opened in 1971. Blah, 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 blah. We now have rumors ramping up that Disney is looking to close the Tomorrowland Speedway. The speedways at both Tokyo and Hong Kong resorts have closed in recent years, while the new Shanghai Disneyland opened without any type of speedway attraction. In Orlando, the speedway is constantly ranked as one of the least popular attractions in Tomorrowland. With slow-moving, dated, gas-guzzling go-karts, the speedway takes up nearly as much land as the rest of Tomorrowland combined. In a park where crowd levels are at all-time highs and land is at a premium, a smelly, dated attraction with minimal reviews is an obvious place to look for a new expansion. It goes on from there. So, what do you think about that rumor, Mike?
I don't know. I've always liked that attraction. I think it's time. I think that's an old attraction that's kind of lived its life. But, you know, I'm an old school guy.
I agree with you on that.
That's one of those things that I remember going on with my parents, so it's always going to be one of those near and dear attractions, but
it holds a place in your heart.
Right.
And I can understand that, but it's not like one that you rush to. You'll go on it if the line is low, but it's not like one of the must-dos like Carousel of Progress or the People Mover for you.
Correct.
And
correct.
For me, it's a skip. I could care less about that. I think there's almost no way they can screw that. I shouldn't say that. They could easily screw it up. But there's, it'd be very hard not to improve on it because there's so much space. They could put two or three different attractions. They could put a huge attraction there, and it should improve on the space. That takes up a ton of room.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't eat up a lot of people. I imagine, like, the people per square foot taken up on that thing must be the lowest in all the parks if they do, like, some kind of study. Think of the footprint on that thing and how few people are able to ride it per hour.
Right.
It's amazing that it's actually stuck around this long. I'm hopeful that they put in something that is in the vein of Tomorrowland and not just like, oh, let's put another Toy Story thing in there. Like, come up with an original idea. It doesn't have to be based on a movie that's already come out, a Disney movie.
Right.
Because everything they do now seems like it has to have a tie-in with the Disney movie. Or Star Wars, or whatever it is. Even Avatar.
Yeah, right, right. Yep.
But some of the best attractions, and I think you'll agree with this, are the ones that they just came up with. Small World, Carousel of Progress, Haunted Mansion, Pirates of the Caribbean, Country Bear Jamboree, Tiki Room. Those didn't have movies. They weren't based off movies. They were just original good ideas, and they were put into, they were created, and they existed on their own, and they created their own cult followings. Whereas now they just will say, oh, well, Wreck-It Ralph was a kind of popular movie. It was based around video games. Let's just make it a Wreck-It Ralph something and people will like it.
Right.
It's lazy is really the problem. And they usually do a good job with it. Like even the Frozen thing in Epcot, they did a good job with the attraction, but it's just lazy. That's the problem I have.
Right. They take the easy way out.
That's exactly it. At least with Test Track, when they redid Test Track, they didn't overlay it with some intellectual property. They made it different. They told a different story, and it's its own thing. It stands on its own. So, I don't know. I have tempered expectations because I don't know that they're going to go with a brand new idea. It's almost certain they're going to bring in some kind of movie tie-in, whether it is Wreck-It Ralph or WALL-E or something like that, one of their more futuristic ones that they have out there, which there's plenty to choose from, certainly. But I hope they do something original or do a couple different things in there because we all know they could fit two good-sized attractions in
that area. Yeah, two good-sized, absolutely.
And if they're able to do something like that and do maybe just split the difference, do one that can be off of Wreck-It Ralph and one that's a new idea, I think everyone would be happy with that. We'll have to wait and see. As of now, it's just a rumor. There's no real report that anything is going to happen. And even if it does, by the time they close it and then start building, it's going to be a few years off. But it's just interesting to see some of the rumors that are out there and gets you thinking, gets you talking. I like that kind of stuff. Anything else you want to add?
I would concur.
And the last piece of news that we wanted to mention, this is another thing we talked about a few weeks ago. I remember in our last news-centric episode, we talked about those cabanas in Tomorrowland, again, sticking with Tomorrowland.
So is that why they're taking down the speedways? Because they want to expand?
Yeah, they're going to put just area? All... It's going to be like a shanty town. There's going to be like 650 cabanas in there. They've been so popular.
Yeah, no kidding.
Actually, they're stopping it. It was so unpopular that they basically lasted 3 months. No one was doing it, and they just said, forget it. So we talked about it. We said it didn't appeal to us. We didn't think it was a huge ripoff.
We didn't think it was a huge ripoff.
But it did not appeal to us. And
it's just something that we both agreed we probably wouldn't use.
Well, I think that's a problem, is that most people thought that way. There wasn't much appeal, whether or not it was a good deal or not. There just wasn't a big demand for them, so they stopped. It was obviously not making any money for them, probably losing the money, taking up space. So they're going to get rid of them in February 17th. They'll be gone. So if you really wanted to try it out, you got to book a trip soon and rent one. But they're going to be going away for good on February 17th. Not a huge surprise. When they first announced it, there was nothing but negative reactions. Then it kind of came back a little to where we were, how it was like, well, if you really break it down, it's not the worst deal in the world, but then who's going to do it?
Yeah, if you were to take 7 people or whatever, like we were saying.
Yeah.
And divide it out.
So it just didn't make sense. Now, if they did a cabana at the Poly Beach and had some of those perks and they charged you like $500 for the day, that I could see being popular. You know, hang out at the Poly, get some Dole Whips in there, have a couple cocktails, you know, get a spot for Wishes. That could be a win. People would definitely complain about that if you start seeing little white tents strewn about on the Poly Beach, but at least there would be a demand for that, I would imagine.
Correct.
Although this probably is going to give them pause on doing anything of this nature in the near future, so I don't expect to see any more cabanas popping up anywhere around Disney World for a little while. I don't know. I don't have anything else to add to that. Just thought we'd mention it since we brought it up a few weeks ago and talked about
it. And I wonder if this thing crashed and burned after we ended our corporate sponsorship a couple weeks ago.
Well, that's true. Yeah, the Tomorrowland Cabana is brought to you by the Poor for More podcast. Those were sold out for weeks, and then the sponsorship ran out. Attendance plummeted. Yeah, it's all a snowball effect.
Yeah, I wonder if it was, yeah.
We move the needle, that's for sure.
We do. Whether it's negative or positive, we certainly are needle movers.
It's moving one way or the other. Needle movers,
absolutely.
Exactly. All right. Anything else you want to add to any of these stories here before we take another break?
No, I got nothing left to add, Mr. Klinsman.
All right. You want to take us to break?
I would love to.
Where you can repeat
break. This is episode 152 of the Born for More podcast. We talked about the little subtle changes to the 2017 annual passes, as well as little Disney news. The Cabana's closing. And rumors of tomorrow. What's it called, Bill?
The Tomorrowland Speedway.
Tomorrowland Speedway. That's right. Why did I want to say Transit Authority? Why?
That's the people mover.
I know. As soon as that came into my head, I wanted to say Transit Authority.
Yeah, you don't. We don't want that to close. That would be.
No, we don't. No, we don't.
We'd have to stage like a protest if they think about closing that thing down. That would tear me apart. I would be very upset if they close that thing down.
I mean, that's our. Whenever we're together, we do those same two things all the time. Do we not?
It's so relaxing. That makes me feel so good. Like that's when I feel like I'm in Disney. Is when I finally. There's a few things. Pulling up from the Magical Express to your hotel. That's a really good feeling. Walking into Epcot and hearing the entrance loop for the first time. That's mm-hmm. a good feeling. And then riding the People Mover and just sitting back and relaxing, and then walking over the Carousel of Progress right after. There's not much beats those things as far as feeling like you're there. There's a lot. I mean, there's other things. We talk about being cheerleaders and whatever and rushing to the parks. But if I did a trip and I wasn't able to, you know, go on the People Mover, I feel like it wouldn't be complete.
Mm-hmm.
Same with Carousel of Progress going into Epcot. How can you not go to Epcot if you're at Disney World?
Exactly.
Yeah, I love it. It's kind of like when you go. If you don't go into the Grand Floridian, it doesn't feel the same.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Even living down here, I always have to try to get to the Grand Floridian.
Right. If you're at Magic Kingdom, there's a 99% chance you're going to take the monorail over there.
I'm taking the monorail over there, and I'm just going to walk. I'm going to walk off, go downstairs, walk through the lobby, maybe grab a coffee, and then head back.
Right, it's just something you have to do. You kind of walk in. It's like paying your respects.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like how when Notre Dame leaves the locker room, they touch the sign, "Play like a champion."
Yeah, that is true.
It's like
that
you
is...
have to walk through the lobby once and just kind of like stand there for a second and nod at it and look up, and then walk back out and go on the monorail again.
I remember it might be 2 years now. God, time goes by. But when your sister and Amanda were getting their furniture delivered, and uh-huh. I was at the Magic Kingdom, and your sister said, "Oh, I got to bail at between 1 and 3,
oh,
my furniture's
right.
being delivered."
That, yeah.
And I'm like, "Okay, I'm going to go to the Grand Floridian for lunch."
Yeah,
that's what I scoffed at USA Today over in Boca Chica. I grabbed a USA Today in Boca Chica and hung around by the pool and read the USA Today.
You say it like it's the only time you've done that.
Yeah, that's true. I think I've only done it once or twice.
Oh, okay. It's one of the times you've
done it. One of the times. That is correct.
That is correct.
All right. Well, there's certain things you have to do, and I'm glad that glad that the rumors don't come up about the People Mover, because that would make me sad.
Yeah, but they're going to look...
At some
the
point,
thing is,
I don't
is
know,
that
I don't
it,
like to think about it.
Well, the thing is that all it is basically a staging area, so it doesn't take up a ton of room. So it's not like they're going to knock that down and put up another attraction.
That's true.
Because, it's, you know, the footprint isn't really that big.
It's just there's going to be some point where it costs too much to keep it running. Like,
to keep
something
it running,
breaks
yeah.
and they say, you know what, it's not worth fixing it.
Because the infrastructure is already there. It's not like they can do anything with the infrastructure.
Right. That's true.
And they can't take, you know, the staging area is the staging area. They can't put an attraction there. So I don't see that unless what you said is correct. If they just said the operating expenses are too much.
Yeah, but you know what? In that article, they said they might be doing something with the building that has Stitch's Great Escape. You go through that building. If they decide they need to take that building down, that means the People Mover is coming with it.
Yeah, there's certain things that I draw the line on.
That would be tough. That would be very tough. But, I mean, if you think about it realistically, if they take that building down, that means they have to take down that portion of the People Mover with it.
Right.
And then would they rebuild it? Would it be worth it to rebuild that portion? Or would they just kind of say, "No, that's it. It's done. We're done with that thing." It's a scary thought. I don't know.
No, they're not going to refurb or do anything different. They're talking about knocking that entire complex
down. No. They're saying that when they do a refurb of Tomorrowland, like if that's in their plans after the Hollywood Studio thing happens, if that's their mm-hmm. next task of doing upgrades to Tomorrowland, that building is prime real estate.
Gotcha.
Because it has that lousy Stitch ride, it has the store in there, and it has, you know, a little quick service restaurant. So that's the kind of thing that they could totally revamp that building, and whether that means using the current show building and making a new attraction in there, or taking it down to bare earth and building from the bottom again. Who knows?
Gotcha. Okay.
It's all just hearsay. There's no definitive plans. It's just one of those things that idiots like us on Disney podcasts talk about to strike the fear of God into true Disney fans.
Tiger Woods is back to level par.
Ooh, Tiger Woods always plays well at Torrey Pines. Won a U.S. Open there. He's won this tournament several times.
That U.S. Open that he did win was the last major that he won. We actually stayed at the lodge at Torrey Pines literally a week and a half after his last major championship.
Thank you, Bill, for that useless information.
You're welcome.
All right, wrap it up. All right, thanks for listening. Oh, we're not done. We got to do our social media. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Por Favor Podcast. Website address, www.porfavorpodcast.com. You can hit up the show if you have any show ideas. info@porfavorpodcast. You can info me, Mike, at Por Favor Podcast. My individual Twitter handle is Mike.
It's just Mike.
It's just Mike.
Just I'm at Mike. You got a good one.
I'm just at Mike. It's actually Por Favor Mike. That's M-I-K-E.
Yes.
Mr. Klinsman.
Yes, you can email me, Gary@porfavorpodcast.com. And also check out our YouTube page, youtube.com/porfavorpodcast. We have a Holiday Illuminations video. We have a Lotus Blossom Cafe review video on there. And also my Por Favor cooking class. Those are our three latest videos, so go ahead and check those out as well.
We've basically got a mushroom farm going. We're just throwing manure out there, and mushrooms are growing exponentially.
Yeah, one of these days, when Por Favor Mike decides he wants to edit some video, there could be like 8 or 9 dining reviews that just pop up in one day.
That just pop up.
Then it's time to harvest. We reap the benefits.
Yes, that's right.
Beautiful. All right, I don't think there's anything else.
Wow, this is a short podcast. We're under an hour.
Yeah.
When I put in the music, we'll be over an hour, but not bad. All right, thanks for listening to episode 152 of the Por Favor Mante Gase Alejandro de this podcast. From Mr. Klinsman up in Westerly, I'm Por Favor Mike down in sunny Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida. We'll talk to you next week. We'll be right back.